We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tes. We are up to Sif Beis. We discussed last night the machlokas of the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber told us that a beged is only chayv in tzitzis if the beged is made out of wool or linen. And the Ramah argued and said that every beged is chayv d'oraisa on tzitzis. We'll continue now in Sif Beis, which is the end of page 32. The Mechaber says, Tzitzis shall pishtim o shall tzemer rechelim pochim b'chol mine begadim. So this we already discussed last night in the Mishnah Berurah, and we said we'll get to it more tonight, and that is that if the tzitzis, the actual strings, are made out of linen or out of wool, they patter any material garment. If the tzitzis are made out of wool or linen, they can patter any garment. Chutz mishal pishtim letzemer, o shal tzemer lepishtim. Except you can't have linen tzitzis on a wool garment or wool tzitzis on a linen garment. Bizman hazeh deleket chelas. You can't have it nowadays, a mixture between the garment and the tzitzis of wool and linen, nowadays where we don't have tcheles, mipnei shehem kilayim, because that's shatnes. You can't have wool and linen together. In the times when there was tcheles, so as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, they did allow, it was permissible to have shatnes in your tzitzis. But now that we don't have tcheles, so it's not allowed, and therefore you can't have wool or linen garments with the opposite type of, wool or linen tzitzis on the opposite type of garment. And the Ramah writes, V'yesh omrim shalo lasos tzitzis shel pishtim klal. Some say that one should not make tzitzis out of linen at all, afilu bishar minin, even if it's using a beged of another material, even if it's not wool, v'hachi nog, that is the minhug. So again, just to summarize, the Mechaber says, if the tzitzis are made out of pishtim or tzemer, it could pater any beged, except you can't use pishtim tzitzis on a tzemer beged, and you can't use tzemer tzitzis on a pishtim beged. Nowadays, where there's no tcheles, because that would be kilayim, and the Ramah says that even though the Mechaber just said you could use pishtim tzitzis on any beged, there are those who say that you should not use tzitzis made out of pishtim at all, even if the garment is not made out of wool. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of page 32. We're up to Sivkot and Vav, Shel Tzemer. So he said tzitzis of pishtim or tzemer. V'habach kosav kevan v'yesh poskim ha-machmirim b'zeh shelo lasos afilu tzitzis shel tzemer l'shar minim. Kevan she'eno mino. The Baal says, since there are some poskim that are machmir, and they say you should not even make tzitzis out of wool for other material garments, if it's not the same min, like the Beis Yosef brings down, al kein lo yuvarech rak al talus tzemer v'tzitzis tzemer. So the Baal says that one should be machmir for those shittas that say that tzitzis must be wool and the garment must be wool. However, v'ha'olam no hagin laso tzitzis shel tzemer l'shaminim, the minhag is not that way. The minhag of the world is to make tzitzis that are wool for other material garments, and it is okay. U'b'sefer al-yirabah gamkein kosa sheish l'hokal b'zeh. The al-yirabah writes that one can be lenient, like we're saying in the Mechaber, to use wool tzitzis for any material garment. V'chein mashma b'sefer ma'isarav. So most poskim come out, and the minhag is to, yes, make tzitzis out of wool to cover any type of garment. Turning to the next page, on page Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkatan Zayin. So we said that you could use tzemer or pishtim tzitzis to cover any garment except wool for linen or linen for wool nowadays where we don't have tcheles. Pirish. The bizman shahaya tcheles. In the olden days when they had tcheles, shahaya tzarech lahatil arba chutin, when you had to put in each corner four strings, shnei chutei lovenu, shnei chutei tcheles, we had two strings of white and two strings of tcheles, which is hu tzemer tzavua bedam chilazon. That is, tcheles has to be wool that is dyed with the blood of the chilazon fish, which is a bluish dye. V'hoyah miskayim ayedeze ha-mitzvahs tzitzis karo'i. And that's when they were mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis in the proper way. So then he tira lono ha-Torah lahatil ha-shnayim shalovon bein mitzemer o mipishtim. There the Torah was matir to use the two white strings, whether they were wool or linen, alongside the tcheles strings, which were wool. Bein bebeged tzemer o bebeged pishtim. Also, it didn't matter if the garment was wool or linen. So clearly there was shatnes going on over here, because the tcheles had to be wool. The other tzitzis could have been wool or linen, and the garment could have been wool or linen. And therefore, in those days, they were matir shatnes, and therefore, it would be okay to mix the tcheles, which was the wool, with a linen garment, or if the white strings were linen, it could be mixed with the tcheles, which was wool, or the garment, which was wool. Ula hayesh omrim shezocha ramah b'sif aleph. But according to the Yesh Omrim that we mentioned in the Ramah yesterday, the Chol Minei Begadim Chayovim Midaraisa, that all garments are Chayim Midaraisa, Afilu Behem Hoya Oz Mutter Lanu Minatora Tzitzis Shel Tzemer U'Pishtim Yachtov. In the olden days when there was Tcheles, according to the Ramah, that your Chayiv Daraisa on any garment, so even if the garment was made out of any material, Shatnez was permissible just amongst the tzitzis. You could have two strings of wool and two strings of linen. Aval Achshav De'ein Lanu Tcheles. But nowadays that we do not have Tcheles, Nimtza De'ein Anu Mekayimin HaMitzvah B'Shleimusa. It turns out that we are not being Mekayim the Mitzvah Tzitzis in its complete form. And therefore, Lo Shari Lan Kilayim. Therefore, Kilayim is not permissible. And therefore, even though Tzemer strings or Pishtim strings can pater any garment, you can't put Tzemer strings on a Pishtim garment or Pishtim strings on a Tzemer garment nowadays.
Was it a case of what was it a Mitzvah Tzitzis Bapsum Loisa say, or was it like was it separate opinion?
That's a big discussion. Whether it's Hutra or Dechu, I'm not going into that now. That's a good question.
Also, was it even in this case of Klai and the Rice, or maybe the Rabbanan, because they weren't intertwined with each other. They were next to each other. Probably a good signal to someone.
This is going in the Ramah. The Ramah said that there are those who say that you cannot use strings that are made out of linen, even if the garment is made out of cotton or any other material. Hatam, the reason is, diyesh tzemer shenire ke'ein meshi. So the Mishabura says the reason why the Ramah brings down that those who are machmir not to use linen strings at all is because there is some kind of wool that looks like silk. The avou lahatul bo tzitzis shel pishtan. We're concerned that you might have a garment that looks like silk, but really it's wool, and you're going to put linen tzitzis in it, and you're going to have shatnez. She yizbaru shu meshi v'yia kilayim. You might mistakenly think it's meshi, and you'll put linen tzitzis in. Really, it's wool, and you have created kilayim. Ulefizeb, according to this svara, bishar minim she'enan meshi yesh lahatir. If that's the whole concern, that you might think the garment that's really wool, you might think it's meshi, and you might put in linen tzitzis. So according to that, if the garment is not made out of meshi, then it wouldn't be a problem. You won't get confused. You know, there's only one material that you might confuse with semer. So according to that, you should just avoid that one material. However, the Mishabura says, V'yesh o ta'amim acherim. There are other reasons that the Mefarshim bring down why one should not use strings out of pishtin. Ayim bebeis Yosef, ubach, v'taz, uledivreim, according to their reasons, yesh lahachmir gam b'sharminim. According to them, you should be machmir. No matter what material the garment is, you should never use linen strings. U'b'shas hadchak yesh lismoch al hamikilin. In a very pressing situation, one can rely on the lenient shita, kein kasav el yirabah, v'ayim v'sefer ma'isarav, shagroh yagam kem min hamikilin bazeh. So there are those who are lenient to yes use strings that were linen, but there is this chumrah not to use linen strings. Different reasons. The only reason that we officially brought down over here, the Mishnah Berurah said, is because you might confuse a meshi garment with a tzemer garment and have kilayim. Fine. Says the Mechaber Viter in Sif Gimel, Tzitzis shel sha'ar minim ein pochim ela b'minon. Mayor, there's Mishnah Berurah right there on the table. So tzitzis of other materials ein pochim ela b'minon. We just said in the last halacha that if the tzitzis are wool or linen, they could pater any garment. Now we're saying in the Mechaber in Sif Gimel that if the tzitzis are not made out of wool or linen, but rather they're made out of any other material, they cannot pater a garment unless the garment is the same material as the tzitzis. And he gives an example, could go meshi lebeged meshi. You could use meshi tzitzis for a beged that is meshi, v'tzemer gefen l'tzemer gefen. You could use cotton tzitzis for a cotton garment. Aval shalo b'minan ein potrin. But to use any other material tzitzis for a different material garment, that you cannot do. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Tes, shel shar, this is tzitzis of other materials besides wool and linen. Din ze koi bein l'man da'omer shar minun da'araisa o da'rabanan. This is going lefi any shita from yesterday, whether it's the mechaber that holds other materials are only da'rabanan or the Ramah who holds other materials are da'araisa. Either way you hold, still tzitzis from a different material cannot pater any material other than its own type. Ela b'minan sefkotan yud. V'im hoya ha'shesimi min ze v'ho'erim min acher. A little like we discussed last night, if you have the stitching going vertically and horizontally, and it's two different materials, one going vertically and one going horizontally, Poshut de'ein letala zu takona elo betzitzis shel tzemer. The only eitza is to use tzitzis that are wool, because if you have two separate materials, if you're going to use one of those materials for the tzitzis, then that tzitzis is not matching the material of the beged, because it's only matching half the material of the beged. The only eitzah, if you have two materials in the beged, is to use wool. Really, wool or linen, because they patur any garment, but we just discussed that l'chachili, you shouldn't use linen ever. So therefore, the only real eitzah is to use tzitzis that are made out of tzemer. The who poter b'chala begadim, that pot is all the begadim, and therefore, even if you have a beged that has a mixture of two materials, tzemer will take care of it. O b'tzitzis shall pishtim, or you can use tzitzis that are made out of linen, b'mekom hatchak b'kanal, like we just mentioned, in b'shas hatchak, you can also use tzitzis that are linen, assuming that the garment is not made out of wool.
A lot of tzitzis from two different
areas. We will get to that in the next halacha. So we're gonna see that soon. We'll see that soon. I think we'll touch on that case. If not, you'll ask the question then. But we're gonna touch on mixtures in the tzitzis. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura. With the examples the Mechaber gave were a beg meshi le beged meshi. Sifkot and Yudal v'chose dafke im hameshi hayatovui v'shazu l'shem tzitzis debelav ha'chilo. This is only that you can use strings that are made out of silk is only if it was spun and woven, it was all done l'shem tzitzis. If not, you can't use it. The Mefarshim point out over here that it's this Mishabura is lav dafke on meshi, just meshi sometimes comes ready-made. But any material tzitzis always has to be spun and prepared in the proper way l'shem the mitzvah tzitzis. Not specifically meshi, just mentions it there, but who didn't buy any material? Sefkaton Yudbeis, meshi could only patter up a beged of meshi. Vafilu im tachtov hayatofur bitzemer opishtim o min acher. Even if the bottom of the garment was sewn together with wool or linen or any material, as linen basar elyon duhu ikar habeged. We go basar the top of the garment, like we'll see later on in Simen Yud. Pemagen Avram sefkaton hay. So even if on the bottom there's some other materials, we go by the ikir material, which is the higher part of the garment, not by the lower part of the garment. We'll see that more at Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Ein potrin sefkaton yud gimel. This is going back on that which the Mechaber said, but other minim will not pater garments that are not matching the min of the tzitzis. V'talus shashesihu mimino, and a talus that has the vertical stitching from one min, the ha'erev hu mitzemer olhepech, and the horizontal stitching is from wool or the opposite. So one way is whatever, cotton or any other material, and one way is wool. Yatul bo tzitzis shel tzemer dafka. Then you're obviously going to have to put in tzitzis that are wool. Right? The hu poter kol haminim, like we said before, because the wool is the only thing that could pater all the other minim. So if you have wool going one way and another material going the other way, you would have to use tzitzis that are made out of wool. Velo misharminim, and not the other material. Afilu imrubu haya misharminim, even if the majority of the material overall would be the other min, still you would have to have tzitzis made out of wool to cover the other direction of where it's going. Because like we said yesterday, the shesio erev l'chud l'choshev beged. Just having material going in one direction is not considered a beged. So even if you have majority cotton going vertically and a minority going horizontally of wool, it's not enough to put in the cotton tzitzis, because that's not considered a beged. The beged is both ways together, and both ways together includes not only cotton, it also includes wool, and therefore the only way to pater cotton and wool is with wool tzitzis. The kanal b'sefkoton beis, like we said before, in sefkoton beis. Vafilu im lo minkar chutei ha-tzemer bifnei atzmo. Even if the strings of tzemer are not recognizable on their own, kigon she'erav mechutei ha-tzemer ma'at b'shesi'u be'erav v'lo nikar mekomo ayei. Because even if you just wove in some of the strings of wool a little bit going vertically or horizontally and it's not recognizable exactly where it is, afilu hachi, even so, nire de tov yoser laso tzitzis mechutei tzemer. It's still better to put tzitzis from wool strings, ki yesh omrim dechutin chashive velo batli. Because some say that the strings are chashiv and they're not batal. So even if you only have a few strings of wool going through the garment, still the best eitzah is to put wool tzitzis to cover the wool that's in the garment. V'tov yoser sheyase hatalus kulo shel tzemer beli tarovos klal shel sharminim. The best way to do it, like we mentioned last night, is to make a garment that is fully made out of wool without any mixture of other types of material. And that will beautify things above in Shemayim. That's the best way to do it. V'talis shehu ma'ora b'tzemer gefen upishtim. A talis that's mixed together with cotton and with linen. Ein l'talis zo takana. There is no etza for this talis. Because again, when there's a mixture, we said you have to always use wool. But if you have linen on top, nowadays, you can't do shatnei, so you can't put wool tzitzis. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein l'talis zo takana. There is no etza for a garment made out of linen and cotton. In lo b'shas hadchak, yasa bo tzitzis shel pishtan, v'kanal b'sof sifkaton ches. Unless you're going to rely, b'shas hadchak, we said earlier, that even though you really shouldn't use strings made out of linen, but in this situation, if it's b'shas hadchak, it's your only etza, and all you have is a four-cornered garment made out of cotton and linen, then you would be able to put the linen strings. So again, that's coming back to the same idea we said before, that you should never use linen strings unless it's b'shas hadchak. Fine. Halacha dalad. Im hitil batalis shel sha'ar minim k'tzas tzitzios mimino uk'tzas mitzemer upishtim yesh lehestapik bo. So says the Mechaber, getting close to Shlomi's question, if you put in your talis of other materials, a little bit of tzitzis from the same material, let's say you have cotton garment, and you put some strings that are cotton and some strings that are wool or linen, so that is a doubt if that's good. So you have a cotton garment, and you put some strings of cotton, some strings of wool, that's a suffix. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Dalad, Yesh Lestapik, Ki Ein Kan Min Kanaf. Because here you don't have the Min Kanaf, like we mentioned yesterday, that drasha, that you have to have the strings from the same Min of the garment. So if the garment is cotton, and you have the strings, a mixture of cotton and wool, so you don't have fully the Min Kanaf. The Gam Gidilim Ta'asaloch Mehem Einam Lagamri. You also don't have the other Eitzah, which is wool. You don't have all wool. Right, you're mixing and matching. We said yesterday, the stira, that either you have the min kanaf, the same material as the corner of the garment, or you have wool or linen. But here you have a mixture, two strings, or some strings are min kanaf, the material of the garment, and some strings are wool or linen, but you don't have a whole either pasuk. You're mixing and matching, and therefore that's a suffix. The ayin ba'artzos achayim shekosov, dim osa shnei chutim mimino, u shnei chutim mitzemer shapir dami. Now, again, the Mechaber doesn't say how many strings you're having, he just says you're mixing it. It doesn't say the amount. But here the Aretz Yisrael Chaim says, if the way you mix the amounts of cotton and wool is two and two, then it's okay. Ayin shom milsa b'taima. Look at note 16 where you'll see the reason, a very logical reason. V'tamo shaka choysa mitzvah sitzis b'zman shayat tcheles noheg. That is what they did when they had tcheles. Shnei chutim mimin hakanaf. There were two strings that were the same material as the garment. Ushnei chutim mitzemer atzavu b'tcheles, and two strings were wool and they were colored tcheles. V'alkorchel shekaser b'tzirzeh. So obviously this scenario would be okay. So even though the Mechaber says that if you have a mixture of the min kanaf, the same material as the garment, and a mixture of wool, that's a suffix, but the Aretz Yisrael Chaim says, and it's very logical, that if your mixture is two and two, then it would work, because that's exactly what they did in the time when they had tcheles. There were two strings that were made out of tcheles, and they had two strings that were made out of whatever material the garment was made out of. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sifhei, Yesh omrim shetzarech lasos hatzitzis mitzeva hatalas. Some say that you should make the tzitzis the same color as the garment. Till now, we're not discussing colors, we're discussing materials, and now we're getting into colors. So the Mechaber says there are those who say that the tzitzis should be the same color as a talus. V'amedaktikim nohagim kein. Those who are careful are medaktik to have their tzitzis the same color as their garment. Says the Ramah, V'ha Ashkenazim ein nohagim lasos hatzitzis rak levonim. The Ashkenazim have a minhag to make the tzitzis only white. Even if they have a colored garment, the tzitzis are always white. The Ein L'shanos, one should not change from that custom. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Tesvav, you should make the tzitzis mitzeva hatalis, mishum ze keli vanveyu, because of beautifying mitzvahs, that makes it look more beautiful if it's the same color. V'yesh mefarshim mishum de ba'inam bazet mimin hakanof. Some say the reason why the tzitzis should be the same color as the garment is because of that same drasha, min hakanof. We said that it has to be the same material. But now we're saying, not only is it the same material, it also could be that you need the tzitzis to be the same color as the corner of the garment. If you look at note 17, he writes, "Ubeminyan hachutim shetzrichim lios mitzeva hatalas." We're saying over here, the tzitzis should be the same color as the garment. How many of the tzitzis have to be the same color? So here the Chazon Ish says something that's very logical. Shirak shnei chutim tzrichim lios mitzeva habeged. Only two strings should really have to be the same color as the garment. Avo b'shnei hachutim hanosafim ein lahakbid al tzvam. But the two other strings could really be any color. Why? Shorei loek bida hatorah al chutei hatcheles yu mitzeva hatalas. In the olden days when they had tcheles, there were always two blue strings, and the other strings that were the same color as the beged were only two of the strings. V'rak b'lovin ekpida torah shiyeh b'tzeva atalas, just the white, or whatever other color besides blue you were using, had to be the same color as the garment. V'lochein, therefore the Chazon Ish says, gam kishe'ein tcheles. Also nowadays when there is no tcheles, yachol lahatil b'mekomon chutin b'ezet tzeva shi'iyu. We see from the Zman of Tcheles that the Akpada was only on two strings to be the same color as the garment, and therefore even though we don't have Tcheles, you can make two red strings and two strings the same color as the garment. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot. Is that why?
That's why there's no, like, they don't have the black stripes. That's not like this.
That's interesting. I don't know. Alex? No, I know they do. Is that why? Is that why they're super makbid to have the same exact color and they have white tzitzis for a white garment? They don't have any other colors? It could be. It's a good question. I don't know. It's interesting. Maybe that's why. That's an excellent question.
So, you have some of these colorful tzitzis. So lechari should be, let's see, you could find random tzitzis, but the beged is colorful.
Right. So for Ashkenazim, it's no problem. For Sfardim, so then you'll need colorful tzitzis, I guess.
Yeah.
Most of it is white.
Right, it's usually the stripes that are colorful. Usually, not always. There's some interesting talism out there. But okay, let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot on Tezayin. Tezayin is going on the Ramah that says the Ashkenazim are not knowing to make the tzitzis the same color as the garment, but rather they always make them white no matter what. Af bebegodin tzvuim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot on Tezayin, Mikomokon roi l'medakteg lasos dafko dal knafos otalos katan lovon. However, it is befitting, says the Mishnah Berurah, to make your garments white. Kedei shia yotze yedei hakol kishiyase atzitzis levonim. It's ideal, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even if you're an Ashkenazi, you have to make your tzitzis white. It's better to be yotze the mechaber also and make the garment white, so that's white on white. So yotze according to all the shitas, just like we saw earlier in Sif Aleph, that we should make our garments wool to cover the mechaber also. That's only one chayv daraisa. If we can cover all shitas, that's better. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that really the Ashkenazim, since they can have white tzitzis, they should be yotze the mechaber and have a white garment as well. Now, in note 19, he says an interesting thing. Note 19 says it's a very interesting thing. We all have the old tzitzis and they start getting darker and darker and darker. And then only when you're next to someone who has new tzitzis, you realize that the taka, they're not white anymore. So what about that? So Kosov Eishal Avram, Shenogu lo lahakbir al kach, Baruch Hashem, the minig is not to be makbir on that, to keep them so nice and shiny white. Kevan shebetchilas asiyosam hoyot tzvom lovin kmo atalas. Since when they were put on, they start out as white, so it's okay. Mikomakom nishar b'tzarach yini, Enzo b'tzarach yini, he's not so excited about it. V'hosef shem heimis labnin b'kalus v'adai shem k'sherim. If they can be easily bleached or turned white, then it would be okay. So it could be that's what we rely on with our dirty tzitzis to keep them. We consider them, they came from white, and they could be white if we wanted them to be white, so we keep them as black. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Gan.
There is a big difference of, turning not being white because of time and using it, but just doing it on purpose on a different color.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, right? Right, he's saying, since it came from white, 100%, that's exactly what he's saying. That since it came from white, that would be okay.
Where does the black stripe come from?
I don't know. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we're finishing up Sifkot and Tezayin. So we said that even though the Ramah says for Ashkenazim, all they need is white tzitzis, no matter what color the garment is, but it's better to have a white garment, number one, to cover the sheet of the Mechaber, that the garment should be the same color as a tzitzis. Gam mishum diksiv ulevushe kisalag chivar, that his clothing was like white snow. So the pasuk that talks about like having white snow as the garment, so there's an inyan having a garment that's white. And apparently in the times of the Chafetz Chaim they had some kind of blue bottoms like reinforcing their garments, so that which the ends of our garments are tcheles, basar ikar habeged azlina, like we mentioned before and we'll see tomorrow, we go after the main part of the garment, we don't go after the little strengthening of the garment at the bottom, even if it happens to be blue. Okay, let's start halacha vav. See if we can get through one more halacha. Yesh omrim she'ein lasos talus shel pishtan. Now, we saw in the end of halacha beis in the Ramah that there are those who say that you should not make tzitzis out of pishtan, And now the Mechaber says, there are those who say that you shouldn't make your talus out of Pishtan. And again, it has to do with Shatnes also, as we'll see shortly. But let's first see the whole Mechaber. Some say you should not make a talus out of linen. The afal pish ain halacha kain, even though the halacha is not that way. Yirei shamayim yetze eskulam v'osa talus shel tzemer rechelim. One who fears heaven should be yotze all shitas, and he should make his garment out of wool, sheep wool. Shehu chayev betzitzis min haTorah bli pikpuk, which again, like we mentioned yesterday, is chayev and tzitzis midaraisa without any questions. Says the Ramah, mihu im efsha rak batala shel pishtan, if for some reason you can't get any other tzitzis except for linen, a linen garment, mutav sheyashet tala shel pishtan, v'tzitzis shel pishtan, mi sheyizbatel mi mitzvah tzitzis. It's better to have a garment that's made out of linen with tzitzis that are made out of linen than to have nothing. So even though there's an inyan not to have linen tzitzis, there's an inyan not to have a linen garment, but if you're up against the wall, you have no other etzah, you should wear a linen garment with linen tzitzis and it would be okay. Zokta mishaburis if katan yudzayin shel pishtan. Why should one ideally not have a talus of pishtan? De gazru chazal. Someone asked this question last week to me, but he's not here tonight. De gazru chazal mishum de oz yiyah muchrach lasbo tzitzis shel pishtan. If you have a garment that's linen, obviously, like we said, you can't make wool tzitzis. You're going to have to put in tzitzis that are made out of pishtan. V'yesh lochus shema yasa bo gam kein tcheles. And we're concerned you might also put in tcheles, which shouldn't be a problem according to everything we said so far, because if you really have tcheles, you're allowed to put it in with linen strings and with linen garment. V'havei iser kilayim kishe yiskasa bo balayla, sha'oz ein zman kiyum ha-mitzvah. And Zakta Mishabur, the problem is, even in a zman of tcheles, if you have a linen garment and linen strings and wool strings and you have kilayim, it's great during the day. But at night when it's not a zman of kiyum ha-mitzvah and you have it on, it's going to be an iser of shatnes. The after bizmanenu ein lanu tcheles. And even though nowadays, the Mechaber said before, nowadays we don't have tcheles. So even though, says in the Mishabur, that nowadays we don't have tcheles, svir lohud mikomokom ein akzera betela. Since it was a gzera made in a time when there was tcheles, that you shouldn't have a linen garment because you may wear your shatnes at night, so therefore the gzera doesn't fall off. And even nowadays, this shita holds that one should not wear a garment that is made out of linen. However, v'harbe poskim itiru baza, many poskim argue, and they are matir wearing a linen garment. The svira lehu, they hold the ikir gzera lo haya rak shelo yatilu bo tcheles. The gzeira was not on wearing a linen garment. The gzeira was not on putting tcheles on your linen garment. Kedei shelo lova lide kilayim, so you shouldn't come to kilayim at night when it's not as man of the mitzvah. Avaloa chutei apishtim, it wasn't a gzeira that you can't have a linen garment with linen strings. That wasn't the gzeira. The gzeira was on your linen garment, don't put tcheles. The gam de bizmanenu deleka tcheles lo shaya klal hachzera. Also, they say that nowadays we don't have tcheles at all. The whole gzera doesn't apply. Umishem hachi kasav Rama. Therefore, the Rama writes ba'agodim iyasher binyanachi yesh lismochaleim. There is certainly what to rely on if you had nothing else to wear a linen garment and linen tzitzis, because nowadays this gzera doesn't apply. And some argue what the gzera was in the first place. It wasn't on the linen. The gzera was just on the tcheles. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkata and Yudches. We said in the Ramah that it's better to use a garment of linen, with tzitzis of linen, rather than have nothing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'kol shekein, demutar lasos talus shel shayar minim. Certainly, it's okay to have a garment of other materials, v'tzitzis shel pishtan, and only have the strings out of linen, k'she'en lo tzitzis acherim, k'dei shel yisbatel ha-mitzvah, in order to have matel mitzvah. That's better. The tzitzis shel pishtan, says the Mishabur and Sifkatan Yutes, the yuchal lismach al hamatir and gamla inyan bracha, you can rely on this lenient opinion to have a garment and tzitzis out of linen and to make a bracha. Upashit im yesh lo talas gadol shel tzemer yivarech olav v'chavin liftar ezeh. If you have a wool talas gadol, it's obviously better, which is our minhag anyway, to make the bracha on the wool garment, wool tzitzis, and to pater this garment, which is made out of linen with linen strings. And the final words on page 34 brings from the Magen Avram. Magen Avram kosa v'nirli diyasa bo knafo shel or v'yatol bo tzitzis semer. He says another eitzah, if you have a garment of linen, instead of putting on the linen strings, what you should do is, you should put on the corners, you should cover the corners in leather, and then you should put wool strings in the leather, which is on the linen garment. However, there's many reasons why the Achronim don't like this. The Rabbi Kiva Eger says that that's considered kilayim because you have wool connected to leather, which is connected to pishtan, so that's all considered together, and that would be an iser of shatnes. Another thing the Chassam Sofer, I believe, says that if you are viewing it as if the leather is there, so then the leather has chashivas. The whole reason why we say we're mash at the top and not the bottom is the bottom is batel. So here I have a manav shachav. The bottom is batel. Leather is not good for the garment. And if the leather is batel, then you have shatnes. So either way, it's not going to be good. So that Achurim take major issue with this. Magen Avraham, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem.